Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we have some exciting updates for you from the world of AMD GPUs and open source initiatives. We'll be diving into the latest on OpenCL conformance with the Radeon Si Gallium 3D driver, the release of RSpam 4.0 for spam filtering, and AMD's ongoing work with hardware-accelerated VIMU support in the Linux kernel. So let's jump right in. First up, the big news today. The open-source Radeon Si Gallium 3D driver with Rusticle is nearing formal OpenCL 3.0 conformance. This is a significant milestone, especially since it's been over a decade since AMD last submitted any conformance results for OpenCL. Carl Herbst, the lead developer for Rusticle, announced that all necessary OpenCL test cases are passing, which is a huge step forward. To give some context, the last time AMD had an OpenCL conformance submission was back in 2015 with their Catalyst driver for older hardware, like the Radeon R9 Fury and R9 200 series. Since then, there was only one notable submission in 2024 by Google for the RAVI driver on Chrome OS, and another for the Radeon RX 6700 XT. If everything goes smoothly with Carol's latest fixes and the submission to the Kronos Group, we could see a current generation AMD GPU officially recognized for OpenCL conformance for the first time in years. This is particularly exciting because it opens up new avenues for developers and researchers who rely on OpenCL for their applications. With the advancements in the Rusticle codebase, we can also anticipate fresh benchmarks that could showcase the performance of these GPUs under the new OpenCL standard. It's a great time for AMD developers to get involved and explore what this means for their projects. Now, shifting gears to another significant development, RSpamD 4.0 has been released. This powerful open-source spam filtering system has received a major update that introduces several cutting-edge features. Among the highlights is the support for external pre-trained neural and large language model (LLM) embeddings. This is a game changer for spam filtering because it allows for more sophisticated detection algorithms that can better understand the nuances of language in spam messages. RSpam 4.0 also brings in multi-part protocol support, a pluggable asynchronous hyperscan cache, and multi-flag fuzzy hashes. These features enhance the system's ability to detect phishing attempts and other malicious activities, making it a robust tool for anyone managing email servers. The new built-in fast text shim can save significant memory, anywhere from 500 megabytes to 7 gigabytes, making it more efficient and capable of handling larger datasets. Additionally, improvements to the GPT module and support for ZSTD compression with structured metadata exporter are noteworthy. These enhancements not only improve performance, but also expand the capabilities of RSpamD in processing and analyzing email content. If you're in the realm of email security or spam filtering, checking out RSpamD 4.0 is definitely worth your time. Lastly, let's talk about AMD's revival of the Linux kernel patches for hardware-accelerated VIMU. After a brief hiatus, AMD has sent out an updated set of 22 patches for their virtualized IOMU VIMU support. This feature is designed to provide lower CPU overhead for hypervisor intercepts and reduce latency, which is crucial for virtualization workloads. The VIMU feature allows for partial hardware acceleration when implementing guest IOMUs, which can significantly enhance performance in virtualized environments. This means that virtual machines can run more efficiently with less CPU burden from managing IOMU operations. Future patches are expected to introduce guest event injection support and extended interrupt remapping support, further enhancing the capabilities of this technology. For developers working in virtualization or who are interested in optimizing their systems for AMD hardware, keeping an eye on these patches as they evolve will be essential. The Linux kernel mailing list is where you can find these updates for review. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that AMD is making significant strides in both open source software and hardware support. The progress with OpenCL conformance, RSpamD's powerful new features, and the VIMU enhancements all point to a bright future for developers and engineers in the AMD ecosystem. Looking ahead, we can expect more exciting developments as AMD continues to push the envelope in GPU technology and software support. Whether you're a developer, an ML engineer, or just a tech enthusiast, there's plenty to look forward to in the coming months. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll see you next time with more technical insights and updates from the world of AMD.